Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, I'm here on location from beautiful near Honolulu, Hawaii, but I will be here the next several days doing Observer Live. We've got Brian and Vinny tonight. And Granny been out of the show, so we got a lot to talk about there. And plenty to get into on today's program. Going to start off with the big story in wrestling, obviously, which is everything involving Vince McMahon. And we have a Chicago-based law firm which is looking to speak with potential victims and witnesses of abuse at WWE. This came out on Monday. We, of course, were not on the show due to President's Day. But we will tell you all about that today, who they are looking for, etc. And also, Paul Roma has come out, who, of course, wrestled from WWE 87 and 91, and talked to News Nation's Ashley Banfield regarding the allegations against Vince, John Laurinaitis, and WWE, and mentioned that he knows of wrestlers who left the company due to being asked for, quote, sexual favors. So we'll tell you what Paul Roma had to say. And then, of course, all of the other news from the weekend and the last couple of days, including Raw yesterday, the SmackDown show on Friday with The Rock joining the Bloodline. We've got NXT tonight. Booker T, not back yet, but should be back soon. Kevin Nash talks about not being allowed to attend Sting's final match. We got TNA updates, notes from The Raw show, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, as well as F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And hopefully this is all working out now. I don't know what happened in that first segment, but my audio was out of control. And,
Those guns are out of control. Look at you.
Oh, my God. Why are you so hot?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's how God made me.
Hey, can you speak normal so I can adjust all of this on the fly right now?
How normally do you want me to speak? Do you want me to push it away a little further? Like this?
No.
Is this okay?
No, I want you. Oh, my God. Can you speak like a normal person? What did you do this weekend?
I didn't miss you. I can tell you that right now.
Okay, that's how I'm testing if we're on the same wavelength here.
You're testing what I mean? My patience, that's for sure, and probably the patience of the listeners as well.
No, if you had heard the opening segment, that was testing the patience of the listeners, because even Dom told me I got to fix this.
It sounded good on the gimmick here. It did on the Twitch here.
No,
it sounded all right.
It's outrageously loud. Anyway, we got a lot to get into here today, everybody, and obviously the first story here involves everything involving Vince McMahon, which is too much. Chicago-based law firm looking to speak with potential victims and witnesses of abuse at WWE. Pintos and Mullins advertises itself as one of the nation's leading law firms fighting sex abuse and has launched a website at WWESettlements.com. Site states that, quote, if you were sexually assaulted, made to feel uncomfortable, or witnessed sexual abuse by Vince McMahon or anybody from WWE/UFC, by the way, you may be entitled to significant compensation. It says here that, of course, Vince and WWE/UFC are under investigation for sexual assault and sex trafficking after former employees at WWE/UFC came forward. I think that it should be TKO. By throwing UFC in here, I mean, it makes the whole thing read weird. But
you know what they're doing with that wording.
Well, yes. According to a recent lawsuit, the founder and other leaders forced employees to participate in sexual acts by threatening to terminate their employment and share intimate images of them. They mentioned Rita Charleston and the 2022 document seizure from Vince McMahon. It said thousands of abuse victims are speaking up every year to receive the compensation and justice they deserve. They put over the firm A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they note that along with Ben Crump Law, Pintus and Mullins also assisted the family of George Floyd following his wrongful death at the hands of Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin. So obviously, you know, they're looking for people. What this means, I don't know, in the sense that, you know, sometimes these law firms see something going on and they come out to see what they can do, if that makes sense.
Well, look, their whole thing is based on, if you look at their website, they'll get you that mesothelioma money, and they deal with birth injuries and nursing home abuse and sexual abuse. I mean, that's kind of how they make their bones, and that can be good, you know, when you're trying to go up against a large corporation and you want to get people banding together to try to make a difference and to try to get their piece of the pie back. The problem in a lot of these cases, though, and we saw it with Constantine Kairos in the concussion lawsuit, and that plays into this not only because he's released information about what she had said in the affidavit, but about the negative to that. One big negative to that lawsuit is it has damaged some of the credibility of Massaro's claims, because we have her reportedly from WWE's side to the New York Post coming out and saying she's apologized for it and she didn't want to be a part of the lawsuit. She was poached to be a part of it, which a lot of times a lot of these lawsuits will do that. When you hear negatives about lawsuits like this, they've tried to cast a net to bring people in, and ultimately the only ones who make any money and the only ones who get any satisfaction are the lawyers out of the deal. And the Kairos thing is going to be interesting because, again, he was a negative in the overall long run because he got sanctioned for bringing up a frivolous lawsuit when it came to this, and that's who was representing Massaro. So I'm sure WWE is going to bring that up. And I'm hoping that these lawyers, Pintas and Mullins, are actually doing this for, quote unquote, the right reasons, as opposed to just a monetary or, hey, look at us one.
And then we've also got this, the Paul Roma story. Paul Roma says male wrestlers in WWE were propositioned by people within the company. He spoke with News Nation's Ashley Banfield. News Nation has been, by the way, all over this story. And he
this
said
right
that,
up there,
well, yeah, they actually, well, anyway. He says it wasn't so much Vince as it was the people that he had surrounding him. You're talking about an industry where you have young, good-looking, well-built men in the ring, half naked, three-quarters naked, actually. So, yeah, I mean, it left a door open. He had a lot of people around him, vice presidents, and bookers that were very much into that, and they put you in a really, really bad situation, especially once you started making some money. You kind of get comfortable with that, and then you find out that your job is on the line. Either do it or get fired. And I witnessed quite a few that walked away. The money wasn't worth it for them to go that route, so to speak. When Rome was asked to clarify what the wrestlers were asked to do, he said, they were asked to do things, sexual things with other men that they did not want to do, my former partner being one of them. I was actually in a cab ride in Washington, and we were coming back, and the gentleman next to me kept saying, it's not worth it. It's not worth the Benjamins. It's not worth the Benjamins. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he says, it's not worth it. We got back to the hotel. The next day we were filming for our second TV taping, and he was gone. He jumped on a flight, went back home, and never showed up again to wrestle. And he had an unfortunate accident, hit his head, and passed away while he was asleep. He had a bleed on the brain. And he mentioned that Jim Powers dealt with similar issues. He said, my former partner, one of my former partners when it was part of the Young Stallions, he was proposition. He said he went to one of the agents, told them what had happened, and I said, why would you do that? You just ratted on both of us. So he kind of threw us both under the bus, and we were just starting out. And then he was asked to clarify what the executives were propositioning, and he said, let's leave it this way. That's all it could be. If somebody is going to give you money, then it has to be that. There's nothing else. It's not going to be one of the other boys you're wrestling with. They're not going to offer you money. Even my former partner, same thing. They offered him money, drugs. Just lay on your back, they said. You don't have to do a thing. And he came running right to me when I came to TV. He said, dude, what are you going to do? I said, I've already spoke to Arnold. And I said, well, why did you do that? You just killed our team. What do you think they're going to do? He's just going to go to the same people that propositioned you. So another one coming out, this time Paul Roma, from things that happened in the 80s and early 90s. And that was his story on News Nation.
You know, there's. I'm happy that News Nation is covering this because somebody needs to, but there is also another side to that. And, you know, Dan Abrams, who has got a lot to do with that station, the former News Nation, this is the former WGN America. It's owned by the same people that own the CW. And Banfield and Cuomo and these other shows that they have on there, Paul Roma was basically didn't really say anything on there, and yes, brought up basically things about Patterson and the culture, but it unfortunately wasn't really framed in him going after the culture. It was him kind of with an axe to grind and then being weird about it, you know, being upset that Jim Powers came out and complained and you know, said, you know, you complained to Arnold. I mean, you buried our team. You killed our team. And it was, you know, and at the end, you know, where he talks about he was one of the guys that didn't comply. And if he, you know, I told him if that was me, I was going to kill somebody if they did that. You know, we're starting to, I worry in bringing some people on and bringing some of these old heads on to talk, because I've heard some old heads and seen what some of them have said on their podcasts, and they've embarrassed themselves. And I have a concern that we're going to move away from a lot of the serious aspects of this for the step and fetch it carnival act. Hey, we need ratings, and hey, this is going to be Nancy Grace, and Banfield's going to have a... I hope we don't get away from the seriousness of what all of this is, as opposed to just the salaciousness as we look for ratings.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention homeowners, it's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a bunch of shows coming up, including NXT tonight, AEW Dynamite tomorrow, Elimination Chamber on Saturday. And in fact, the Elimination Chamber is the next live WWE show because they've already taped SmackDown and they've already taped NXT. And so we're not going to give NXT spoilers. I know people can get very sensitive about their spoilers. But tonight on the show, we got Lyra Valkyria against Shotzi for the women's title, which this is actually a spoiler. Shotzi gets hurt in the match and is unable to continue. And so they do a legitimate call out. Who can come out here and face Lyra? Because we need somebody right now. And it ends up being accepted by, of all people, Lash Legend. So Lash is going to do a legitimate impromptu championship match tonight on the show. With no practice, just call it in the ring. So we're going to see how that goes.
You know what? I tell you what, if they would have inserted Lola Vice or Jada Parker into that match and they didn't win, the people at NXT would have rioted. We would have been hearing about that place still burning after a week.
So we got that. We got Omafemi versus Lexus King. We got Josh Briggs versus Brooks Jensen.
I love it.
The Virgin versus the Fornicator. For those of you following that story. Roxanne Perez versus Ren Sinclair. And Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo go face to face.
You think the Virgin will get busted open?
So we've got the Dynamite show coming up tomorrow. And I got to talk about this. I got to talk about this one. You know what? When I adjust in the chair, I got to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what we have for the show thus far. We have Jon Moxley and Claudio versus Dax and Cash. We have got Joe, Swerve, and Brian Cage versus Hangman Page, Hook, and Rob Van Dam. Which, by the way, they've got Hangman Page on the babyface team, and they have got Swerve on the heel team. And I know that when this was announced and this was brought up, people are like, don't you know what a Parejas Increíbles match is? That's not what it's billed as. It's just billed as a six-man. So if you want to make up your own storyline, you're welcome to, but they did not bill it as that, okay? They just, that's where everybody was put on these teams. And then we've got Tony Storm in action. And we've got Deonna Purrazzo in action, okay? Why do I bring that up?
Why do
I bring this up? Okay. Well, I bring it up because the show's coming up.
Oh.
But this is the point that I want to make, okay? This show is taking place from the Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let's check WrestleTix. Because I want to make sure I don't screw this up because people get mad.
Oh, man, imagine if that Virgin Fornicator match was happening in the box.
All right, so the Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they are at 2,700 tickets, okay? 2,700 tickets. This is the first time that they have ever run the Box Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have sold 2,700 tickets. Now, yes, this is better than when they were selling 1,800 tickets or 2,200 tickets or whatever, 2,700 tickets. But 2,700 tickets for the first show in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is not lighting the world on fire, okay? Now, I have a point to all of this because I know people are like, they're getting ready to start furiously typing. CMLL and BCC at Arena Mexico. You know that match coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. Completely sold out. All right?
It's awesome.
New Japan, the Moxley-Naito Championship match. which is coming up. They are opening up more seats now. That show is now opened up to 6,800. I think they originally, what they opened it up for originally, like three or four?
Something like that.
And all of the tickets have been selling, and so they keep opening up more and more seats. We're now at almost 7,000 for that show, and it's still quite a ways away. AEW Revolution has the Sting and Darby championship match against the Young Bucks, the final match of Sting, okay? That's at over 13,000, I believe, okay? So we've got BCC, CMLL, Arena Mexico sold out. We've got New Japan, Moxley, Naito for the title, 6,800. They're adding tickets. We have got Revolution, Sting and Darby versus the Bucks, 13,000. And we've got Dynamite in Tulsa at 2,700. Okay? I think it is so patently obvious what's going on here. And the other thing that I should mention, by the way, is that WWE did a house show this weekend, which Dave noted, did like 7,000 fans or something.
They did well in both Oakland and Fresno on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah,
like 7,000 fans for a house show, okay? Not a Raw, not a SmackDown, a house show. Not even a house show with CM Punk wrestling Dominic Mysterio or whatever. It's a random house show, okay? So here's the point. I think I've been wrong before. I think we can all agree, except for Lenny, that WWE is hot right now. Correct? They're hot.
I think so, yes.
Okay. I think we can all agree. I'll say this so people don't get mad. AEW has cooled off. I won't say they're cold. I'll say they... Hey, the pay-per-view's got 13,000. The pay-per-view's got 13,000, so I can't say they're cold. But they have cooled off, okay? They have cooled off. All right?
They don't draw well. How about that?
Well, here's the thing. The pay-per-view is drawing well, okay? What do the pay-per-view, CMLL at Arena Mexico, and the New Japan show with Moxley and Naito all have in common? That is not Jon Moxley. What do they all have in common?
Big fight feel? Big fight, big shows? I mean, what?
They announced the matches a long time ago. Okay? Yeah. We knew the Moxley-Naito match, what, a month and a half, 2 months before the show? We knew Sting and Darby and Sting's final match months before the show.
Yeah, but that Sting's final match was going to carry that ball.
Doesn't matter. The point is we knew the match months before the show.
But, yeah.
The Arena Mexico, the CMLL, BCC, we know that match month before the show, okay? Well, here we are the day before Dynamite in Tulsa, and we know two matches. We know
You're
two
right.
matches.
You're right.
And
You're right.
And we know two people will be in action. That's it. We don't even know who Tony Storm's going to wrestle. We don't know who Deonna's going to wrestle. The fact of the matter is, and here's why I brought up WWE, okay? When you are hot, you advertise a Raw show coming to town, you advertise a SmackDown show coming to town TV, and they sell out, okay? When you are particularly hot, you do a house show and you do 7,000-8,000 fans, okay? Great. Just announced you're coming to town, you're going to sell tickets, okay? When you have cooled off, Dynamite Rampage coming to town is not enough, okay? Announcing a big match a week in advance is not enough, okay? You need to have big matches with big stars, big names, all of this announced far in advance to get people to go to the show if they're in town, travel to the show if they're nearby, okay? Obviously, with the Revolution, you got to fly in. But the reason I also bring up New Japan is that New Japan Battle in the Valley show, they did not announce a card far in advance. They announced a card a week in advance. And as soon as they announced that card, because New Japan is cooled off, they're not hot like WWE. When they announced the crowd and they told you you're actually going to see Okada versus Tanahashi, 7 days before the show, they started moving tickets, a lot of tickets, because people knew the matches, okay? So Dynamite needs a full card a week in advance, a full card, okay? They've done the deal where, okay, well, you know, we're going to give you one big match 2 weeks from now. That's cool. We need more, okay? I think that I look at all these numbers. I look at what's selling, what's not selling, And the answer is what's selling is either what's hot or what they've told people about over a month in advance. What is not selling tickets is Dynamite, Rampage, Collision. We're coming to town, and a week before the show, we're going to give you some matches. And then Tony's going to tweet out some matches 2 days before. That's not working. It's just not. And I don't want people arguing about it because we've got plenty of evidence here. It's not working.
They're still going to try to argue with you anyway, boss. But yeah,
well, I'm not
agree.
Listening.
You're right. I will also say, though, if you have feuds that are hot, if you have things that are hot, you can get away with advertising two matches. If there's other things, if people know that other people are going to be there and there's hot stuff going on. So, like, if the show, yeah, look, if the show was hotter, it would be better. My thing with this is all of those buildings that you named, including Wintrust, are all scaled properly to the events that they're running. WWE can run anything and sell it out right now, or come close to it in some cases, you know, especially when it comes to their PLEs. New Japan running Wintrust, that's 10,000 people. The Box Center is another example of why are you running this building in Tulsa when there are other buildings in and around there that are smaller than 20,000? Because unless they are planning, and they're not, because it's not on a college campus. I mean, this is where, I don't know. To me, why are you running this building? Unless it's an incredibly amazing sweetheart deal, this is another example of you're putting 4,000 people in a 20,000 seat building. It's insane.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, you knew it was going to happen. You knew it would happen.
What happened?
You knew there would be somebody.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Booble.
Oh,
my
no.
Dear Booble. My dear Booble. How are they supposed to announce matches when the storylines might not have happened on television yet? Now, I could go nutty here, but I'm not going to. Let me just help, because maybe Booble really doesn't get it. Maybe some of you don't as well, okay?
Oh, what happened to pro wrestling?
I didn't say. Well, first off, let me just say this. I love AEW. I want them to succeed.
We all know
that. I would like them to do, 8,000 people at a house show. I'd like them to do 13,000 people at all their television tapings, okay? And you know what's not going to help is saying that everything is all right as they do 2,700 in Tulsa, okay? That's not what's going to help. What is going to help is an idea. And you don't seem to understand, my friend Booble. I didn't say to announce a full card 2 months in advance, okay? Why don't we just go to the other extreme, all right? We got tomorrow's show. All right. Is Bryan Danielson on the show tomorrow? Is Bryan Danielson on the show tomorrow?
Are the
Young Bucks on the show tomorrow? Is Sting on the show tomorrow?
Is
Darby Allin on the show tomorrow?
No.
Is Saraya on the show tomorrow? We know Britt Baker's on the show tomorrow.
No,
I mean, the point is, we don't know. Bro, I have two matches here, okay? I have two matches, and I have two people in action. I don't know anything else, brother. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know who's not going to be there, okay? Yeah, if you can give me a full card a week in advance, which is not 2 months, but a week in advance. Bro, hey, you know what? Let's look at the Raw show for next week. Raw show for next week, I got Kofi Kingston and Xavier versus Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci. Sami Zayn versus Shin. I know two matches already for Raw next week.
And
they're hot.
Coming after a pay-per-view.
Okay? Exactly. It's coming after a pay-per-view. Last week, the Raw lineup, we had like five matches announced for the next week's show. Okay? And that's a hot promotion. All right? This is a not as hot promotion. Okay? I got two matches, and I got no names. I have no names. I don't know who's going to be on the show. So, at the very least, how about you say, hey, you know what? We have Revolution coming up, right? You're telling me this Tony Khan hasn't booked out the go-home show for Revolution?
Okay, time out. Stop right there. Because this is one of those things that I knew you were going to bring it up, because I was going to bring it up. Everybody always talks about Tony Khan and his long-term ideas that he has, and he then thinks will happen, but he wants to stick to that long-term idea. You always bring that up. But there is a difference between having those long-term ideas and sticking to that mindset, while maybe not being a really great day-to-day booker and week-to-week booker, which he doesn't seem to be, because a lot of it is big matches and callbacks from the past in matches that there's a lot of one. Brian, he wouldn't have to advertise so much if people had a real idea of what feuds were going on and all of that sort of stuff. And
yeah, but
he
if you know those,
do a good job of that.
But
and we
here's
talk
my
about
point.
How his long-term plan. Yeah,
if he knows what's going on at the pay-per-view, then he should be able to list the names that are
going
to be on the show.
Exactly.
I don't care about the matches, but you should know. Hey, listen, WWE, you don't think if WWE is going to run a show in Seattle in 2 months, I'm going to have a list of people that are going to be on the show?
I am.
Okay. They're going to give me a list of people who are going to be on that show. That's not that hard to do. Are they going to have the full card at that point for that show? No, they're not. But a week in advance, you should have most of the card. You don't think Tony had the card for this week's Dynamite a week ago?
Well, that's the thing.
I'll bet you he did.
But that's the thing is, Brian, and I bet you he probably did, but did he ever get it off the sheet and out of the book to someone? And that's the problem. Is there is some sort of either he's not doing that, or there's a problem in a breakdown in how the communication is to get that to people. You know, one of the things that they did, it drives me nuts how he goes about some of his matches, and this doesn't have anything really to do with it, but maybe a little bit in how he announces matches. A couple of weeks ago, And I can't remember what the match was at the end of, it may have been the House of Black and FTR at the end of Collision. They start throwing a bunch of matches up at the bottom of the screen about as the match is getting towards the end. And then they start for next week. And that's good in that, wow, okay, we got like a whole card for next week already and things that are coming up for the rest of the week on Rampage, on Dynamite, cool. And then when the last 30 seconds of the show, as they're fading out, when there shouldn't be any talk and we should be seeing, like, letting everything sink in, what happened in the ring, they bring those graphics back up again. And the announcers are now talking over what you should be seeing with the baby face in peril in the ring and laid out and grasping and breathe, you know, desperate for air and the heels, you know, sneaking their way up the ramp and being, but instead the announcers are just like, there is an issue. There's a big issue again with how they go about a lot of how they do things. And it doesn't have to be like WWE, but it needs to be made a lot more clear. And it needs to somehow, again, get off of his booking sheet and get out of his notebook and to the people that need to promote it, because this is ridiculous. You're exactly right. Why do we not have at least a handful of names, if not a handful of matches for this week's show? It's crazy.
People are bringing up the brand split, and Lenny says the brand split is stupid. Anybody can appear wherever. Lenny, listen, I agree. I think the brand split is unnecessary, okay? But the person's point about the brand split was, because of the brand split, when I buy my ticket, I know who's going to be on SmackDown, I know who's going to be on Raw. If somebody goes from Raw to SmackDown, that's a bonus, okay? But you're going to get the SmackDown crew on SmackDown, and you're going to get the Raw crew on Raw. And they're going to tell you a month in advance, these are the people that you are going to see on the show. And you know what? If they announce somebody on that show, and then the day comes and they don't have a spot for them on the show, you're going to see them in a backstage segment. You are going to see them in a post-show match. You are going to see the people that they have advertised there. And you could do the same thing with AEW. You can tell me who is going to be there on the show, and you can find a place for them. If the problem is you have too many people, that's a different problem. But, like, finding a way to explain how everything is fine and they don't need to change anything, well, we do need to change some things, because right now we need to be selling more tickets. What they're doing is fine in terms of television ratings. You know, they're not doing the famed million, but I mean, they're doing well in terms of Dynamite on Wednesday and Collision on Saturday, but they are not doing well in terms of selling tickets to the events outside of pay-per-views. And right. So whatever you think is great, it's great for television. It is not working out great for live events.
Well, and what were we talking about a couple of months ago when we were talking about getting in the local market and drumming things up and getting people onto affiliates that you may know and plugging in where people may know somebody in an area and trying to utilize talent to do? We talked about that. A lot of people talked about that. And what did they start doing? They started doing more of that and taking care of that. So for us to sit here, it's not like we're just bitching to bitch or something like that, or complaining to complain. You know, again, there are simple things that for whatever reason are, again, as a fan, as a consumer, you know, I'm telling you, you know, we're telling you that things need to change. And because, again, we're part of that group as much as we are on the other side as well, too. And we hear from people who have those issues and have those concerns.
All right, a couple of notes from Raw leading to the show this weekend and WrestleMania. Probably the biggest story in the show is Cody Rhodes did his first job in a year, and only his second job since coming back to WWE. He's only been beaten twice. I won't bring up the 24/7 title predictions that we had people on the chat anyway. But anyway, he lost for the second time. He lost to Drew McIntyre. And this was after a distraction from Jimmy Uso and Solo. And so I think it's quite obvious what's going on here. And that is that Drew, if he has not actually re-signed, he has verbally agreed to re-sign. Solo is going to thumb Cody at WrestleMania for a very hot near fall in the Roman Reigns match. And then after Cody wins the title, it looks like it's going to be Cody versus Drew McIntyre. Which brings up the obvious question, what's going on with Drew McIntyre at the Chamber and WrestleMania? And I bring that up because I figured Drew was going to win and face Seth Rollins for the title, which you could do. But is he going to win and then you're going to do champion versus champion with him and Cody? Is he going to lose to Seth but then still challenge Cody? It doesn't make sense to lose to Seth if he's going to challenge Cody for the title. Or is he not going to win the Chamber? And then who would win the Chamber and face Seth Rollins? I thought there was a possibility that they were going to do Drew McIntyre versus Sammy at WrestleMania. But after watching this show, I actually think that Sami Zayn may end up facing Gunther and beating him for the Intercontinental title for his big WrestleMania singles win moment. So I don't know where they're going exactly, but I think that the bottom line is there ain't no way Drew's going to AEW if they just let him beat Cody Rhodes. I think they've got a verbal agreement or he is re-signed.
I hope for one night he brings back the old Broken Dreams music that he used to have back in the day. He truly is the chosen one now. At least he, I tell you what, I bet you he feels like the chosen one. He seems like it when he's out there cutting those promos. He seems happier than, you know, a pig in you know what. He's having a blast. I think he's incredible in what he's doing, and I still don't leave out the possibility, just because it adds to him kvetching and complaining, that he wins the Chamber, maybe even beats Seth, but you know what? Doesn't even beat Seth. He hits the kick on Seth, and then all of a sudden Damian Priest comes in there, lays him out, and steals that title off of him. And maybe we don't get Cody and Drew right away because we're going to get a little Damian and you know, Drew. You know, there's still a possibility there. There's still, to me, he would still be as Damian Priest, because at some point I think he's turning babyface, and Drew's such a great heel. Him leading the Judgment Day faction, you know, again, because I don't know how long Rhea Ripley is for it before you have to actually turn her babyface officially, but I don't know. I feel as though Drew McIntyre is signed from the way they're using him, and I'm happy about it because he's been great.
So then after Cody gets beaten, they're backstage and Adam Pearce is checking on him like, how you doing? And Cody says, I'm fine, I'll be fine. And who should walk up but Seth Rollins? And he didn't say anything, but he looked at him and he patted him on the leg and he walked off. And what he said without saying it is, I told you that you needed a friend. You needed somebody to have your back. And so it has not been announced yet, but I think that Cody and Seth versus The Rock and Roman Reigns has to be 95% at this
point. Those two nerds are going to sing the Golden Girls theme song together, aren't they?
I'm also trying to figure out this Rock booking, dude. Well, I'm trying to figure this one out. Dwayne. Let me tell you something. Mm. This Rock is a heel on SmackDown. Oh, my God. Did you see this segment? You had to.
1997 Rock, yeah.
It was, but you know what? Roman Reigns comes out, and he's got his Levels Above shirt. And he gets in the ring, and listen, I'm a big fan of Roman Reigns. I think he's great. I think he's a great promo. I think, you know, whatever. But my God, The Rock was levels above everybody in that ring. He was unbelievable. But I think that there's a story here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So tonight, I will be back for the Brian and Vinny show. And Granny is going to be on the show tonight. I said last week she wasn't going to be on the show, but then I realized that Vinny is actually going to be at my house. So him and Sean can use those channels, and then Craig and Granny and I can be on remote channels. And so it is Black History Month, and so tonight it will be Survivor Series 1998, which was The Rock winning the WWE title. First half-black wrestler in WWE history to ever win the title. And you can watch all of The Rock, Mankind. I think it's all The Rock matches what we're going to watch. But you can watch all of Rock's tournament matches, and I believe it is 50 minutes. Because two of the matches go less than 1 minute. So, I think we're actually watching the Rock and Mankind matches. All of the Rock matches, all of the Mankind matches, 50 minutes total for both of their full tournament matches. So, anyway, that's tonight. And then I'll be back tomorrow with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio. We were up last night as well, and we had a lot to talk about there. And I don't know what else to say. Anything
I got
else,
something
Mike?
To say. I do
What's
have something
that?
To say. You
What's
see right
that?
Here by me? You, since you're there right now, if you see any good, you know, Hawaii Rainbow Warrior stuff from, you know, the old throwback stuff with the rainbow on it, I suggest that you get me some of that as well as some Mauna Loa macadamia nuts directly.
Oh, those are good.
Exactly, and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. Well, I'll think about it. And don't forget NXT. We'll review that tomorrow here on this program as well, that Lash Legend match. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.